The Girl's Guide to Love and Supper Clubs by Dana Bate, narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Chapter 1. As soon as Adam pulls into his parents' driveway, I panic. Maybe the carrot cake was a mistake. 2 days ago, it seemed like a great idea. Everyone loves my carrot cake. Everyone. Even my boss, Mark, a man who subsists on cheese sandwiches and hot dogs. Even he loves my carrot cake. But the Prescotts aren't like everyone else. They drive Lexuses and summer in Tuscany and keep a personal wine cellar at the Capitol Grill. Adam's mother will probably take one look at the cake and call it quaint. That's what she called me once. Quaint. A polite way of saying unsophisticated. I should have made something fancier, like chocolate mousse or a soccer torte. Why didn't I listen to Adam when he said bringing dessert was a silly idea? Probably because silly has become his favorite word to describe my obsessive interest in food, followed immediately by crazy. His criticism functions as muddled background music, like when my parents talk about my future and direction. The words barely register anymore. Adam parks the car along the cobblestone circular driveway in front of his parents' Georgetown home, a pale yellow mansion that takes up the better part of a city block. Among the Federalist brick and clapboard townhouses, all sandwiched together along the tree-lined streets, the Prescott's standalone home towers above the rest, with its creamy facade, jet-black shutters, and series of rectangular columns, covered by tumbling sprays of wisteria and knotted ivy. It is one of the most beautiful homes I have ever seen. It is also one of the most intimidating. Adam smooths his gelled chestnut hair with his hands and shoots me a sideways glance as he unbuckles his seatbelt.